One might ask why this seed is needed and what the problems are which lead to it. Of course, in answering this question by now, one is setting up a straw man in order to knock it over. Most of us have asked this question for years. Most of us have answered it by now to our own satisfaction, so I will not repeat the familiar arguments. In speaking of problems which can be solved with knots, I will again not mention those which normally come into one's mind, in particular the problems which are immediate in the operation of the Bureau of Ordnance and in broader operation of the Navy or of other agencies which might share in the machine, but I will perhaps mention to you a few others which one does not have immediately in mind and the importance of which is also increasing and will probably become very large in the near future. Let me perhaps mention one or two with which I'm particularly familiar and where I know how to make rather detailed estimates. Knot, being a machine with very high speed and with a rather large memory and with a very exceptional capability to ingest and to emit data, is clearly suited for problems where large amounts of material have to be processed. Therefore, where is scientific calculation go? The area which has to be covered by the calculation is large. Largeness in these cases is achieved much more quickly by going into depth, by going into many dimensions, than by going into great extent. And in all problems of mechanics, of electricity, of fluid dynamics, problems which really, in which all three dimensions of space play an essential role, three-dimensional problems, where in addition changes to time occur, so where one in fact deals with four mathematical dimensions, have been those which were most exigent. If you think of such multi-dimensional problems, then the area which comes to one's mind where phenomena are such that one loses the problem by omitting any one of the dimensions of space are those in geophysics, and it is quite instructive what a machine of the type of Knot will do in geophysics. In speaking of geophysics, let me mention the three areas to which geophysics applies, one after another, namely the air, water, and earth. Speaking of air in the first place, in other words, the phenomena in the atmosphere, and particularly of dynamic of theoretical meteorology, which is now and for a number of years has been accessible to extensive calculations, I would like to mention it's worthwhile to estimate what Knot can do by considering typical things like this. We know today that we can predict by calculation the weather over an area like that of the United States for a duration like 24 hours in a manner which from the hydrodynamicist point of view is primitive, because you only consider one level in the atmosphere, the mean motion of the atmosphere in altitude. We know that this is a resistive result which are by and large about as good as what an experienced subjective forecaster will do, which is quite good. This kind of a calculation from start to finish with Knot would take about half a minute.